We often don't realize that we are the key to our own happiness, and that happiness starts with healing and transformation. Whether you need healing, guidance, clarity, understanding, or just some honest sister talk to feel connected, heard, and supported, you are welcome and safe here. So join the conversation and be healed. Welcome to Soul Healing Conversations with your host, Roz Kincaid.
Woo! Hey, hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Soul Healing Conversations. I'm your host, Roz Kincaid, and I am an intuitive soul healer. And specifically, what I do is I help women of color through the chaotic process of transforming themselves into a more unapologetically authentic and ideal version of themselves while having the peace, the harmony, and the balance in their life. So I hope you all are well. Spring is in full swing here on my side of the world. And Lord Jesus, it feels great. So great that I painted my nails yellow. And clearly it's wrinkled shirt day for me. But never mind that. So let's get into today's episode. Real quick, I want to give you a couple of reminders. Intuitive readings are still available. Listen, we are one quarter of the way through 2023. We got a lot of living to do for the rest of this year. And wouldn't it be helpful if we could give you some guidance, give you some confirmation of what it is that you're thinking of doing or want to do, or kind of give you some insider information to help navigate your life and to help you make informed decisions? Well, that's exactly what these intuitive readings are. They are there to give you that guidance, that confirmation, that support, so that you can make an informed, not always logical, but using the spiritual and the logical together to make the best and correct decision for you. So those are up and available. The link is in the show description, as will everything else be that you need to connect with me. Also, private coaching. I'm still taking clients and receiving people for my program. This is my private container, my private one-on-one container, where all of that work of transformation actually happens. Now, remember I just said that I help women of color through the chaotic process of transforming. Well, right here in private coaching is where we do it. This is where you get to safely identify the parts of you that are no longer serving your highest good. You get to question your values. You get to question your beliefs. You get to shape what your beliefs are and do away with the old beliefs that no longer serve you. You get to question your spirituality and explore that in a safe environment with somebody who has done it and has been there and is continuing to do it. So, and you really get to uncover and uncage the real true you and how to become her and how to live embodied in her in everyday life. Doesn't that sound good? Listen, we spend 18 sessions together over the course of 6 months working on your life and you, getting you to the place where you feel free to be you. You feel at peace about who you are. You're experiencing the things in your life that make you happy and make you feel fulfilled. And we do that through coaching, through personalized mindset and belief work, and through self-discovery practice that I am crafting just for you. The practices that you get ain't for everybody else. These are specifically for you and intuitively informed and shaped for you. You also get voice and text mail messaging support between each session. And as a bonus, you get 2 Reiki energy healing sessions, as well as an intuitive reading. It's quite a bit. It's a lot of support. So listen, it all starts with the clarity call. You and I need to have a conversation about what it is that you want, what that looks like, you know, what the implications are for your life and how badly you want that. And, you know, what life looks like for you down the road if you stay on one path as opposed to taking a new path. So, again, everything you need to book a call or a session is in the description box. So make sure you check that out. All right, y'all. So, really didn't have like an agenda or specific topic that I wanted to talk about today. And I've just been getting like random hits and things that are popping up that kind of make my ears pop up and kind of make me a little bit more curious. And I'm starting to notice a few things are recurring as I encounter people and have conversations with people. So first of all, if you are watching this in the month of May or after, say, what, April 19th, 2023, which is my birthday, or if you're watching it before May 31st, just know that right now we are in Mercury retrograde, and I think it's going to be one of three retrogrades, and this particular retrograde goes until May 14th. Mercury is going to go direct on May 14th, and then from May 14th through May 31st, we are going to be in this shadow period. So for those of you that don't know, a retrograde is when a planet slows down its rotation so much that it looks like it's moving backwards. That's all it is. It's not actually moving backwards. You know how when you were a kid and you were riding in the back seat and you were on a road trip with your parents or your friends or your family or whatever the case may be, and you are traveling and you look over to the side and you see the other car and it looks like you are going faster or everybody is going slower than you? Well, that's kind of the visual or the illusion that Mercury retrograde gives to us. It makes things look like they're moving slower than they really are, or makes it look like it's going backwards, actually, is what I meant to say. So a couple things here. Mercury itself is the planet of communication, commerce, technology, thinking, transportation, and travel. It's a pretty fast moving energy, and I think it orbits the sun in what, 88 days, I believe I read somewhere. So it's fast moving. It makes sense that it would be the planet of communication, technology, because if you think about all those things, as well as transportation, those things move quickly. Those things move fast, so fast that it might look like everything else is slowing down. But that's another conversation for another day. This Mercury retrograde is flavored with the energy of Taurus. It is Taurus season right now at the time of this recording. And Taurus is a fixed sign. It's very grounded. It's very focused on being slow and steady. Its energy and its essence is perceived to be a little bit stubborn, but it's actually just strong-willed and methodical. And it takes its time and it's deliberate and it's intentional. It's also associated with objects, money, food, environmentalism, and all kinds of recesses, to include money, not just money, but people, resources, energy, all of that. Oh, one other thing. Taurus is also associated with value, with quality. It likes nice things. It likes things that are built well, quality, worth, that kind of thing. And so, although Taurus is known for its signature as being hard-headed, it's actually a sign that would prefer to maintain systems and not really do a lot of shaking up. It's that steady. Like, if you have a Taurus in your life, they're probably loyal. They're probably very steady. They might move a little slow, might take a little time to make decisions, but you can they're dependable. That's what it is. Tauruses are very dependable. So you have that going on with the planet that moves quickly, but looks like it's slowing down. So there's a little bit of a contradiction there, but this is a good time. And you can utilize this energy to your advantage and to your benefit. So I mentioned a couple times about this retrograde and any retrograde really being an illusion. It's an illusion. It's an illusion. It's an illusion that things are going wrong. It's an illusion that things ain't happening in your favor. It's an illusion that it seems like your life isn't far enough along in your journey or with your goals than what you thought. It's an illusion that things are working against you. It's an illusion that you're not enough or that you're not doing enough or that you're not doing the right things. It's all an illusion. So don't let an illusion trick you out of your bag or trick you out of your dreams or because it don't look like it on the outside or it don't look like what you saw in your head. Don't get tricked by that into thinking that shit ain't happening. Because it is. There's a lot happening. Just because you don't see it, don't mean it's not happening. Some of these things are being worked behind the scenes for your benefit so that you don't get overwhelmed with the minutiae and the details and the how and the what, all of that stuff. You don't get distracted by that. You stay focused like a Taurus and steady, right? Now, these illusions can manifest as self-doubt, believing things that people tell you about you and what you want or what you should be doing. Like I talked about that in one of my recent YouTube videos, expectations. These illusions can also manifest as you staying attached to opportunities that really aren't meant for you. And what I mean by that is that you may be offered an opportunity, but it's something about it seems off, but you're ignoring that. You're ignoring your intuition. And you're trying to hold on to this opportunity when something else wants to come along that's better suited for you now and in the future, but you keep holding on to it. You stuck and scared to move on to the next thing that is for you because you think that this is it. But deep down, you know this isn't it, or there's some confusion around it. This can also manifest as complacency. Moving or not moving out of fear, staying in something because you think whatever is new or on the other side ain't gonna be greener than where you are now. Sometimes the grass is greener on the other side, but you stuck in this illusion that is not, especially if you're in a toxic relationship or you're in or something that no longer brings you joy or that you're not interested anymore. See, some of y'all are also fighting for a situation or for a relationship or for a person because you believe that the illusion that there's nothing better than what you already have, that nothing better than what you already have is actually coming. So let me give you an example. I went and got my hair done for my little birthday. See my little birthday due? I recently went and got my hair done and I walked into the hair salon and long story short, it turned into me sitting in the chair, getting my hair done and doing a reading for every person in the room. And one particular person kind of struck me because she's been struggling in her relationship with her partner. Now, she's got four children. She's got two under the age of two, but she's been seeing red flags about this relationship well before she and I encountered each other. And she's been wanting to leave, but she made plans to leave with this person, to relocate her family with this person, not feeling good about it. But she's also scared that if she does something different outside of what she's been doing, that she won't have support, she won't have her family, she won't have enough money, she won't have enough resources, where we gonna live, what we gonna do, all of that. But what she's not seeing is that you are saving yourself from cheating, abuse, lying, dishonesty, lack of integrity, somebody not being faithful, money drying up, you spending all your resources and money and energy trying to keep this thing together. When she knows, even before I said anything to her, when she knew in her body, with everything in her being, that being in this situation ain't it. It's not it. And she's afraid that if she move outside of this comfort zone, even though she knows it's toxic, she's afraid that what's on the other side of this toxic relationship isn't going to be better than what she's already in. Let me tell you, anything is better than what she was in. She's better than that. There's more to her life than that. And so that is what I'm talking about. You fighting for a situation because you think that it looks better than, you know, you don't think anything better is coming. Well, listen, if whether you believe it or not, it's true. You continue to believe it, you're going to make it true. So we have to move forward. We have to not allow ourselves to be disillusioned that the place that we're stuck in is better than where we could be. Don't fuck around and let this retrograde energy trip you up and have you believing that staying stuck is stuck where you are is where you're supposed to be. That's cap. That's a lie. Don't believe the hype, okay? So the best thing for you to do during this retrograde, and really any retrograde, is to rest. Take a pause. Go with the energy. Slow down. Take a minute. Take a little break. Reevaluate your situation. Reevaluate your life. Reevaluate your values. Reevaluate what is no longer in alignment between you and the person that you're in relationship with. Rearrange some things. Recharge. And reclaim your energy. Energy is currency. Just like money, energy is currency. You know, I saw a post on Facebook the other day that said the reason energy is your currency is because you choose how you invest it, just like money. If you don't have enough energy, then you're making choices about your life and work from lack. And so if you continue to make choices from not having enough energy, you're going to stay broke. If you make decisions on not having enough money, you'll stay broke. If you make decisions on my energy is low, I'm taxed, I'm burnt out, I don't have it in me, but I still need to get it done and I still need to do it, you're going to be broke. You're going to remain broke. And truth be told, energy is way more valuable than money. Money is empty. Money is nothing. Money is paper that grows on trees. And so when you get money, it really has no value to it unless you put energy into it. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and she explained that to me, and it rings so true that money has no real value until you put value into it. And so maybe during this retrograde, you're evaluating your energy expenditures, how you're spending your energy, where you're saving your energy, who are you giving your energy to? Because again, when you start to make decisions about your life from a place of emptiness where energy is concerned, or being on fumes, running on fumes, then guess what you're going to get? You're going to keep being broke. You're going to be broken in spirit and broken in energy and just energetically and just broken. Not broken, but you're going to remain in lack. You give yourself enough time to recharge, reclaim your energy, then maybe you'll be able to make more conscious decisions that won't leak energy from you or won't suck energy out of you. Energy is currency. If you ain't feeling it, stop doing it. If you're not ready to do it, take a break, recharge, replenish. As simple as that. Change your mind. We in the energy right now where last month we had a solar eclipse. Eclipses are quick, swift. It's a quick change. And sometimes you need that quick change to be able to regroup and regain what you've lost or what you've given away frivolously to other people. Take your money back. Take your money energy back. Take your energy back. And another thing, stop asking for permission to live your life. Stop asking for permission to give yourself what you need. And I'm saying that because I'm starting to see a pattern with some people and even with myself. I actually had a call with someone about coaching, about my coaching program. And this person has been very interested in starting her transformation journey. There are things that she wants to get done. However, of course, being a married woman, she needed to consult with her husband. I get it. You're married. Your money's tied together. But afterwards, she came back to me and said that she's going to hold off on starting her transformation journey with me. She just recently started a new job. And it might be too much. And her husband suggested, why don't you wait? Now, while that is a very valid reason to not start something as big and impactful and transformational as a coaching program or working with a therapist or working with a coach or working with, you know, starting something new. What I also know is this person has been coming to me 3 or 4 times, which tells me that she wants to change. She wants to change her life and start receiving the things and start being the person that she truly wants to be. But it felt like she needed to go ask for permission to do it. Now, whether that's the case or not with this person is still something that was coming up and something that I personally could resonate with because I found myself as a very independent Black woman asking for permission from people to do what felt right to me. Again, I get it. You're married, your finances more often than not are tied together. If you're going to be using collective money in a partnership, course, you want to have a conversation about that, especially if it's a large amount that, you know, you are investing in yourself. I got it. I do the same thing. You got to talk it over. No big deal. But underneath that is where the problem lies, because you're not just consulting with your partner or somebody else or a friend or a parent or whatever to inform them, hey, this is what I'm doing. This is how it's going to affect the rest of us. But a lot of us are asking somebody else for permission to do the things that we know we need to be doing or to do or to give ourselves the things that we need to be able to heal, to evolve, to transform, to break out or unbecome the old us and start to embody and become the new person so that we can receive what it is that we want. And so when you give somebody that power, well, actually, let me say it like this. When you ask somebody for permission without directly saying, hey, is it okay if I do this? Like you're saying that anyway in your energy. You're saying that underneath your words, with the energy of your words, you're asking somebody, is it okay if I do this for me? Do you mind if I start this? Do you mind if I do this for me? Do you mind if I go find help for myself so that I can be better for all of us and that the house doesn't feel like we're walking on eggshells? Do you mind if I go find myself help so that I'm not so stressed out and feel like I'm going to have a breakdown and you see me rocking in the corner? Do you mind if I do this? Do you mind? Is it okay with you that I take care of me? That right there is where we give our power away. And we don't have to do that. Having a conversation about how you spend joint monies is very different from asking somebody, should I do this for myself? Can I do this for myself? What do you think I should do? And I'm telling you, you don't have to be asking people for permission to get help, to do what's right for you. Because 9 times out of 10, the person is going to tell you what to do that's going to keep them safe. Because you changing is going to shake things up and create a little bit of discomfort for them, because you don't get to be who you've always been so that they can stay comfortable and safe. Or in some cases, in a position of power and authority over you. And they see that. They know that. They know that if you go down this pathway of taking care of yourself and getting yourself some support so that you don't, you know, end up having a panic attack, or, you know, you don't miss opportunities to grow and expand what you're doing. You got to think about that. You got to think about that. You got to think about what you're really asking. You got to think about what you're really doing when you call yourself consulting with somebody. You're ignoring your intuition. You're not listening to your higher self. You're not paying attention to the sensations and the feelings in your energy and in your body. You're not paying attention to the stress that's all up on your neck and shoulders and in your back. You're not paying attention to how you feel so exhausted and burnt out when you got a solution right here, but you're asking somebody else, can I take advantage of this? Do I have your permission to become somebody else, somebody new, somebody different, somebody better, somebody that has peace? It just sounds ridiculous, and it sounded ridiculous when I do it. And you don't have to do that. I don't know what else to say, but you don't have to do that. It's almost like you're taking every piece of power and inner authority that you have, and you're throwing it to somebody else for them to manage, for them to do whatever they want to with it, to direct and steer you. That is not of God, and it ain't. That ain't who the universe and God want you to be. Stop asking for permission. You don't need it. If you have the desire in your heart to do it and the means to do it, then why do you need somebody else's permission? Something to think about. Something to ponder on, something to ask yourself during this retrograde, something to reevaluate. Who am I asking for permission to be me, to live my life, to have what I want, to get what I need? All right, y'all. That's it. That's all I have for you today. Listen, mind your energy. Mind your intuition. Get the rest that you need during this retrograde period. To slow down, pause. And don't sign no contracts unless you absolutely have to sign it right now. And if you do, read the fine print. Read it 10 times over to make sure you ain't missing nothing, or have an attorney look it over. I feel like some people are getting new jobs and new opportunities and moving into apartments and signing agreements. Read it. Slow down. Don't be so quick to just take it. Read the fine print and make sure that it's an opportunity that's mutually beneficial, but more so for you, for real, because you got to live with it. So listen, everybody, if you enjoyed this episode and you like this kind of content from me and you want more of it, then make sure you check out the info in the description box. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this episode with somebody that might need a little help. Because we all need a little help sometimes, and we don't have to do this alone. All right? I'll talk to y'all next time. Bye. Hey, and thanks so much for hanging in there with me all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value from today's episode and feel more empowered and more inspired than you did before. If you enjoyed this episode as much as I did doing it, then share it with somebody that might resonate with it. Also, I would really appreciate it if you could leave me a 5-star review to help me get the word out about the show. And if at any point you have questions or topics you want me to riff about, as you can see, I like to talk, then I invite you to get on my social media platforms and just message me. And if you're feeling the nudge to work with me, then check out my offerings on my website. Everything you need to connect with me is in the show notes. So until next time, be empowered.